Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is
DNC TDS. Okay, Democrat National Convention and Trump derangement syndrome. There you go. Evidence of panic within the DNC. Obama dissed by Biden and Harris. What's that about? The Democrats' convention is an example of all of the exuberance and enthusiasm that mammon could buy, or money. Let's take a look at Biden's farewell and Harris's launch. My friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
DNC TDS. Evidence of panic within the DNC? Obama dissed by Biden and Harris? Biden was kept waiting to speak until well after his bedtime. He was supposed to take the stage at 10 p.m. Eastern, but didn't get to the podium there in Chicago until 11:25. Variety reported that, quote, attendees started clearing out well before President, I'll interject, alleged, Joe Biden's address, end quote. And, quote, many delegates began leaving the hall as his speech continued, end quote. Now, Kamala was present for Biden's speech, but neither Biden nor Harris were present for Obama's speech the next day. Harris and Biden had other things to do rather than stay there at their convention. Harris left her own convention to attend a rally elsewhere, what, some 80 miles away or something like that. During Obama's speech, Biden got on a plane that night. I mean, they just hurried off to the airport, jumped on a plane, landed here in Santa Barbara, and went off to Santa Ynez. The DNC, meanwhile, spent all their time attacking Trump. What's that? Oh, not all their time? That I hear you say? Well, okay. Let's check. Let's see here. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. What can I say? Always willing to receive a correction when I'm wrong. Here are the facts. During nights one and two, Trump was mentioned 204 times. Immigration, including references to the border and fentanyl, all combined there, 14 times. Crime, which, by the way, these are big, big subjects, big topics. Crime was mentioned 16 times. Yeah, have you ever used rounding when you're dealing with numbers? Well, friend, this rounds up to, yeah, the DNC spent all their time attacking Trump. Point made. Then came the long-awaited Biden swan song. Now, I'll be careful, and I won't say that all he did was lie, or say something like I heard a Harris campaign worker say when confronted with the news that 818, I think it was 1,000 jobs were deleted from the jobs report. A little fudging going on there, I think. I know that's happened before, but not like this. This is amazing. It's never, I think since, what, 2009, has there ever been this massive of an adjustment? I mean, the last time we saw this was during the Obama years. You know what I mean? But anyway, I heard this campaign worker say that she doesn't believe it. Since Trump said it, she said something to the effect, I never heard a single truth statement come out of Donald Trump's mouth. They're always accusing Trump of lying. That goes way back. Yeah, it started back in 2015 during his first campaign. I asked, okay, tell me what he said that was a lie and show me the receipts. The libs almost always, I don't know, muttered, huffed, puffed, and then walked away. Call me some kind of a name, racist, whatever. Some would boldly claim that he lied when he denied that he lied. Yeah, I've heard that one too. And when I would press them for a specific example, they would point to him denying that he lied. No, I would ask them for an example of the lie. Well, they would mutter and harumph and, you know, sputter or something or another. I sometimes thought they went off into speaking in tongues or something, you know, but anyway. And then they'd walk away. I searched the internet very carefully, diligently, for any lie Trump was accused of that I could verify, that I could look at and say, oh yeah, well, I guess that's a lie. I found all kinds of articles purporting to provide a list of his lies. And then eagerly, I think, okay, let's see what we're dealing with here. And I go over all these lies, one after the other, after the other. Do the research those journalists didn't do, apparently, or did but ignored. And found that it never checked out. Most of these accusations were themselves outright lies. I mean, fabrications. Many were premised on something Trump did, in fact, say. But it's not a lie to express an opinion based on the observation of factual data. I mean, it is a lie to assert something that is provably untrue, like, you know, Biden insisting Trump said white supremacists are, you know, they're all very fine people. The fact is, we've rarely seen a political personality half as truthful and consistently truthful as President Donald J. Trump. Now, here's an article regurgitating a PolitiFact fact-checking piece that it really is a hit piece on Trump is what it is. Come on. That's what it is. In the opening paragraphs, PolitiFact tips its hand because, as I pointed out, I've had a lot of experience with this kind of thing. They're willing to say Trump expressing an opinion that virtually every unbiased and reasonable person would agree is consistent with all the facts we know about the event. They're willing to say that expression of an opinion is a lie. Excuse me? But they don't challenge Biden and his entire entourage, who give him a pass when he spouts these ridiculous lies about Trump and MAGA Americans. The contrast could not be starker. I mean, it's the difference between the cliched night and day, apples and oranges, chalk and cheese. Chalk and cheese. That must be a Wisconsin thing. We have what Trump said on record, and we can all hear it and view the video of when he said it. So why is it important to bring it up now? We've already... I got a very important reason. Hang on. The questions, the doubts, the suspicions about COVID-19 and the 2020 election abound into the teeming umpteens. The umpteenth time, you know. It's only slight hyperbole to say the doubts about COVID-19 and the 2020 election are innumerable. So... Read the best compilation of Trump lies available today. Here it is, documented in my notes. Take a look at the link. And here's what you'll notice. They confuse expressing an opinion about something, an opinion based on observable or known facts, with declaring an untruth, with the specific intention of deceiving people. My friend, that's a huge difference. For example, the article here says, Trump lied when he said, quote, the Democrats used the COVID-19 pandemic to cheat in the 2020 presidential election, end quote. And why do they call it a lie? Simple. They don't agree with it. That's not their interpretation of the facts. So therefore, you're a liar. So in the liberal mindset, if they disagree with your opinion, well, then you're a liar. And if you disagree with their opinion about something, then, well, you're a liar. It's heads I win and tails you lose. You want to flip for lunch? How about let's flip for the presidency? Yeah, think about that. The difference between Biden saying Trump called World War II fallen heroes losers and suckers, something he brings up in his speech, based on an idle report of a Trump hater, without one shred of evidence, nothing, no recording, no video, no, not even somebody else who was present who could corroborate the testimony, right? In the mouth of two or three witnesses, friend. Without one single corroborating witness against the well-known fact of Trump's love and deep respect for the military. I mean, far surpassing anything we've seen from Obama, for sure, or Biden or Harris. Well, put that together and it makes it absolutely absurd to conclude that Biden making this allegation proves Trump's a liar. And by the way, on both these things, that Charlottesville nonsense and this business, a fact-checking organization as left-leaning as Snopes will tell you, nah, these weren't lies. It's obvious that the man who is the liar is the plagiarist, traitor, who told us he never talked to Hunter, his son, about his business dealings, when in fact we have proof in recorded meetings, emails, and so on, and witnesses that Biden did participate in some of the deal-making activity that Hunter facilitated while they were peddling daddy's influence. And we should include the proof we have that Chinese Communist Party connected businesses funneled $27 million into the pockets of Biden's family and associates. Now, these are not lies, friend. These are facts. What do you make of the facts? These facts provide firm support for calling Biden a stinking liar, the liar in chief. And it's sufficient to refer Biden to the Department of Justice to be charged for treason, which is a very serious issue here. This needs to be looked into. But almost every fact-check operation on the internet is heavy on scrutinizing everything Trump says and then very light on Harris and company. They give Biden a pass on his lies, a pass on Hillary's Russian collusion hoax. And, well, let's talk about the rude thing even. They pounce on every sarcastic statement Trump makes when, in fact, they're always at least based in truth, by the way. And they give Obama a pass when he describes God-fearing patriots as God and gunclingers. Or when Hillary calls us all deplorables. Or when Biden describes MAGA patriots as domestic terrorists. Or when they repeat ad nauseum that Trump intends to destroy democracy. What nonsense! But Biden could not avoid using his favorite lies to attack Trump. If you noticed how clear-headed he was, my son, who I don't think he had listened to my show, but he approached me and said, "Did you know how together Biden seemed to be?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah. You know what explains that miracle? He stayed with his script, and the script stayed with his lies." There you go. Put that together, and that makes for it. I mean, Charlottesville, that hoax. As I pointed out, even Snopes admits it's a lie. I have the documentation here. You can look at it. The absurd accusation that Trump called our World War II fallen heroes losers and suckers. Unbelievable. Another myth perpetrated by Biden and debunked by the facts. Documentation here. What a vile and filthy man this is. To stand up and bear such false witness. What an ignorant crowd to go along with this and cheer it. How evil do you have to be as a whole party to knowingly support this continued deceit? Now, I hold Biden, Harris, Obama, Pelosi, Jill, Hillary, and everyone supporting this vile man as responsible for these vile and wicked and evil lies. They are liars. They claim that 81 million American voters cast their ballot for Biden. That's a lie. Look at this illustration and see that nearly 90% of the country, and I mean in terms of counties, voted Trump. Think about it. In 2020, Trump won 16 of 17 bellwether counties and lost the election. That has not happened in 36 years. But you have to add this to all the other amazing things that took place. Trump won in 2016 and received 12 million more votes in 2020 and lost. I mean, Trump received more than any sitting president has received in United States history. And yet Biden came up with more votes than Hillary garnered in her campaign? Really? He's more beloved than Hillary? And more than Obama? Come on. Does anybody really believe that? Biden, whose campaign during 2020 was conducted almost entirely from his basement behind a mask, while Trump was out engaging voters in masses of 10 to 20,000 patriots gathered to him in what? I don't know how many he did during that time, but as of right now, for this election, he's already had more than 50 of these huge rallies. And you're telling me that Biden inspired more Americans to vote in the election than has ever voted in any election in the history of the United States? Over 159 million people? I think 147 million was the record. If you think Biden and his 2020 campaign inspired that kind of voter turnout, resulting in 81 million votes for him, in the context of all the shenanigans that we saw happen right in front of our eyes, I personally watched while votes were flipped from a Republican to, it wasn't the presidential, but it was another race, but from Republicans to Democrats, and it happened right in front of my eyes. And I blinked my eyes and said, what just happened here? All that stuff that went on in Fulton County, All those boxes of ballots offloaded from a van, really when voting was supposed to have already been done, the ballots pulled out, all this stuff. Look, they stop counting, and then, you know, after some hours later, they start counting again, and all of a sudden, shift, Biden's winning. When before that shutdown, we were all convinced Trump's got this. And then they shut down the counting, and when they start counting again, all of a sudden, and you look at these graphs, I mean, look, anyone who believes Biden won that election believes it because they want to. Otherwise, I have to question either your sincerity or your sanity. Let's just put it that way. Only people conditioned to believe what the party tells you to believe, even when it flatly contradicts what you can see with your own eyes and understand with your own sound mind, must have had the same common sense lobotomy that it appears Don Lemon had. He can't find anyone in deep blue New Jersey or deep blue Atlantic City who's going to vote for Harris. He didn't know what to make of that. He talked to one man, I think it was in Atlantic City, who told him he's going to vote for Trump. And when Don asked him why, well, the fellow explained that he was making a whole lot more money under Trump. Well, Lemon corrected him. Quote, Lemon pushed back and said, I know you feel that way, but that's not actually what the record shows. The economy was better under Biden, end quote. Now, that is so classic. This guy's had a common sense lobotomy. But fortunately, the voter he was talking to had not. And so for some idiot like Don Lemon to say, oh, no, you're wrong about that, because the records say, you get my point here. Do you see how salient a revelation that is to what's going on in these zombie-like people? It's just scary. This voter's laughing at Don Lemon while the reporter is stammering, no, I'm serious. The voter shot back, do you watch CNN? Somewhat scornfully. But there is a time to question what you see. Anyone who has followed Kamala's career path and knows her reputation as a woman of, well, ill repute, and there's actually a whole lot more of that than I want to get into, something Trump has never and probably should never bring up, by the way. But it is a fact that we Californians all know only too well. Her only claim to competence was to aggressively lock up pot smokers and then later admit openly that she took a toke or two over the line and said proudly, I inhaled, quote unquote. Yeah, with that trademark witchy cackle, waving her hands around in that weird way she does and kind of leaning forward and back and to the side and whatever. I mean, she looks like some stoner chick in a bar or at a party. Kamala is running for president of the United States. She ran for the presidential nomination against Biden. Remember that? And as Bill Maher said, you could count the number of delegates she obtained on one hand if it had no fingers. She's cringy. No one likes her. Her employees run from her. They call her a bully and a tyrant. She is Indian, you know, and I think her mother is Hindu. They believe in reincarnation, don't they? Let me check. No, it's transmigration, which is pretty much the same thing. Kamala is all for transgenderism. Huh. Is Kamala a transmigrated transgender? Okay. Sometimes I amuse myself, and sometimes I fear I'm the only one I amuse. But anyway, a transmigrated transgendered Captain Bligh? Yeah, maybe. Anyway, only Kamala beats her slaves when she appears in public, unprepared, and then blames her staff for her embarrassment. When the fact is, they attempted to brief her. She would have been prepared if she would have allowed herself to be bothered with their effort to get her ready. But now, suddenly, she's a superstar, beloved by all. And you believe that? Surely you don't. Tell me you don't believe that, please. I want to have confidence in your sanity. And of course, I know I'm not talking to my regular listeners, but some of you who jump in every now and then, why, if Bligh had the magic Kamala possesses, or is possessed of, think about it, he could have become King of England and might have been a more formidable foe than was George. All right, I need to take a short break. Hold on, my dear friends. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Landon with the Landmark Group of Keller Williams Realty Central Coast.
Working with the right team really makes a large difference. And what that looks like is working with someone that has high integrity, good values, understands the market, years of experience. I've been in this industry since 2006, and I have loved every moment of it. And part of that journey has been honing in the process to make it as simple and easy for our clients as possible. So when someone works with us, they know they're going to have a great high level of integrity. They're also going to have an easy process, easy as possible, and that all around they're going to have a great experience. We have so many 5-star reviews that our clients have shared with the public on the internet that really we are proud of, and we want to keep that going for years and years to come.
At Landmark Real Estate Group, you are the hero of the story, and our job is to guide you home. Let us know how we can help.
Call Jeff Lendon at 805-904-0012. That's 805-904-0012.
Satan wants you to believe the world belongs to him, and that you, Christian, have no say and no place in it. But the secret is out. Jesus is king, and all mankind are his subjects. Satan has no right to rule an inch of territory in the earth. Learn how to claim the earth for Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that is right now stealing from us our liberties. I went long in that first segment. I've got to run through this last part, so listen up. Listen fast. The Democrats' convention is an example of all the exuberance and enthusiasm that mammon, say money, can buy. Did you hear the roar of the crowd receiving Kamala? Now, you and I both know that was ginned up. Only people who can believe men can become pregnant, give natural birth, and breastfeed their babies believe Kamala earned the enthusiasm they put on display at the convention. I mean, friend, the stage of that convention was extended all the way to the back walls of the auditorium, if you get my meaning. I wonder how many were hired from casting networks, casting billboard advertising for Real People for Democratic event. Quote, unquote, that's a thing. Got the documentation right here. Alas, they tried to do what they always do and accuse Trump of what they're doing. Back in the day, the left claimed Trump hired actors to cheer his announcement speech in 2015. It's a lie. And once again, you only need one eye and half a brain to know it. Now, we've all watched Trump rallies. It beggars belief, clobbers the credulity out of the gullible. But sensible, it strains the credulity of even the truest blue dim that you know. Even these insane people who deny reality surely would strain and choke at accepting the idea that the tens of thousands that flocked to every one of the last 55 Trump rallies were hired supporters. The idea that Trump needs to hire a cheering section is absurd. The idea that Harris would fill an arena with one is equally absurd. Now, I've cataloged the lies Biden told during his speech, and they're all there, with Kamala nodding in approval right along the way, and the walls lies that have been told by that wicked man. It becomes very clear the entire Democrat Party today is sitting four square on a foundation of lies. So I need to conclude. I have a word from the Lord to Biden and his border czar and to Tampon Tim. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21, verse 8. I also have a word of caution to all God-fearing patriots. Don't underestimate the power of the lie. Matthew 24, 24 warns us, there shall arise false Christs, as an example, and false prophets, who shall show great signs and wonders insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. And then there's this prophecy that's very disturbing. The Bible says that God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. The Bible says Satan wants a one-world government ruled by him through his human servant, the Antichrist, with a worldwide controlled economy in which only those who pledge their loyalty to him irrevocably by receiving his mark in their right hand or forehead are the only ones who will be allowed to buy or sell. Well, what's that going to do to those who are here? Those who refuse this mark, name, or number will be killed. Now, he will go on a rampage, destroying 1/3 of the population of the planet. That's presently 8 billion people, so you know, 1/3 would be roughly 2.5 or a little over 2.5 billion people. Okay, listen up. The Apostle John said the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Paul called this spirit the spirit of iniquity, and he explained that it is the spirit of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience today. Well, I got all the scriptures in my notes, by the way. Jesus came into the world and set into the world the bands and cords of Christ to restrain the spirit of Antichrist. That's what his spirit is here to do through us. Like Satan gets his work done through the children of disobedience, Christ gets his work done through the children of obedience. That's why we wrestle against these principalities and powers. It's why we resist the devil. Jesus set his bands and cords to restrain the spirit of Antichrist. The children of disobedience reject Christ and refuse to call him Lord and to submit to his rule, to acknowledge he is the Lord of the earth today. The children of obedience, of course, acknowledge that he is Lord and that he died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and rose again according to the scriptures to break the power of death and hell and to deliver us and to provide salvation from the wrath that's coming. So Jesus emancipated all mankind. However, the wicked give themselves to the power of Satan, and so they fight against the bands and cords of Christ. That's why they must be commanded to repent and turn from the power of Satan to God, from darkness to light. Now, my point is that we are to try the spirits to see which spirit is at work. We can discern what spirit is at work by the direction it's moving history and nations. Does the spirit of the Democrat Party move us toward submission to Christ's rule on the earth or toward Satan's rule on the earth? Well, I think the answer is obvious. But here's the thing, my friend. We had best pay heed. We have never been so close as a nation to being cast into hell. Psalm 9:17, the warning against every nation that forgets God. And we must not underestimate the power of lies to take control of a man or a woman and to blind them to the truth and make them an agent of Satan. When you watch that convention, you get a taste of it. Imagine for a moment just how utterly deceived those people had to be in order to be so caught up in obvious lies, in mindless worship of these liars. When people worship the lie, they worship Satan, for he is a liar and the father of it. John 8:44. Now, you might have noticed, as I did, that Trump and Vance were a bit shaken by the convention. I think God let them and all of us see what we're up against. This battle is a spiritual one. Do not think that we can just sit back and let this, that we must preach the truth. We must let the spirit of truth move through us as we declare God's word and God's truth. That's the secret here, because this battle is a spiritual one with the hordes of hell aligned behind the children of disobedience, and they have real power to act in this world, and the hosts of heaven that are waiting for the church to get its act together. Now, I'll be in my pulpit this Sunday and we'll talk some more about this. Please accept my humble invitation to come on out and learn more about the relationship between the Bible and our Bill of Rights. It starts with the right knowledge guiding right action. Now, I've lit the lamps to the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114. That's 1-805-314-2114. And leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Or go to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net, and write me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. I look forward to seeing you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.